This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis artist Sarah Bernhardt had no idea she'd be teaching children when she moved into her Gravois Park studio 5 years ago, but that changed after a rock sailed through her window. Bernhardt's Intersect Art Center is part of the Holy Cross Lutheran Church. Bernhardt is married to the pastor, which paved the way for her to open her studio there. A recent $6 million renovation project transformed the art space and created a new charter school on the grounds. But the mission of engaging the neighborhood remains a cornerstone. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Bernhardt about the center and how her encounter with one teenaged rock thrower led to free art classes for kids.
Asked him if he wanted to come in, and where he kind of asked me, actually, what are you doing? Is this a school? And what's going on here? And I was like, well, I'm an artist, and do you want to come in and see my studio? And I invited him in and showed him some of my artwork and asked if he was interested in working on something. And he's like, oh, yeah, that'd be interesting. And I was like, well, I've got some glass over here we can clean up. And so we, like, cleaned up the glass, and then I ended up, you know, working on a mosaic project together.
So here he is throwing rocks at the window, and it's kind of poetic that you're then doing a mosaic project, you know, with right. maybe even some of that glass.
That's right, actually, yeah.
You used that very glass in the project. Tell me about that.
I mean, I guess when you're coming from an art background, that's the things we think about, you know, is using the materials around us to make meaning. But we've done actually a lot of mosaic projects since, inspired by that. Got some small grants to do just like some summer, you know, one class a week or whatever, and, you know, after school programming, and it's just really grown over the years.
How did this renovation get paid for?
So between the church and Intersect and the charter school, actually, and their rent money and historic tax credits that have been managed by Rise Development and Lutheran Development Group, all those partners coming together has made it possible to get the renovation done, which is amazing, you know.
So how does this work? Like, do you pay rent?
Yeah, so Intersect, actually, the church allows us to use the building for free, which is kind of their way of thinking about supporting the community. And that allows Intersect then to put all of our funds towards free programming and paying artists to provide really high quality opportunities and make things really affordable. We try to subsidize studios and, you know, provide as many jobs as we can for working artists.
Do you have any goals, like, for the distant future?
One thing in the next couple of years, we're hoping to really develop a culinary arts program and food nutrition and potentially develop kind of a sculpture park outside. We don't know exactly what the distant future looks like, but we're excited to facilitate what comes our way, you know.
So tell me, like, why does St. Louis need a space like this?
Yeah, I think, you know, education is always important in any city, but, you know, I think that's something that's important here in St. Louis, of course. Something we see really valuable about the space is, you know, there's just these disparate populations coming together. There's the church population and kind of, you know, a lot of, like, low-income housing populations coming in, and then the artists. And I think when we see that, like, mixing and we create a space for that intersection to happen, you know, we just end up caring more about each other as a community. And, you know, that just leads to growth and healthiness and stability in our neighborhoods. And we think the arts sort of, like, predispose us to that conversation in a really poignant and unique way.